The coronavirus pandemic has created plenty of economic hardship. The Federal CARES Act has helped Vermonters with mortgage relief, renter subsidies, and other assistance. But in Rutland alone, the number of households seeking services for homelessness has tripled this year to more than 150. Housing advocates hope a grant program for small landlords may help by increasing the number of affordable rental units for low-income Vermonters. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
If you've ever tried to find an apartment in Vermont, you've probably noticed a lot of them are old. Two-thirds of the 80,000 rental properties in the state were built before 1980, and many before 1940. About 10% of all rentals in Vermont, according to U.S. Census data, are vacant and not on the market. The data doesn't show why these units are vacant, but considering their age, deferred maintenance is a likely reason. Richard Daly stands in front of an apartment house he's renovating in Rutland. It was built in 1930, and before he bought it 5 years ago, it was heavily damaged by a fire that Daly says started near the front stairs.
So anyways, this is coming down, and we're building a new set. And this right here, where you see the red markers, that's where our new driveway is going to be.
Daly renovated the upstairs unit and a rear apartment a few years ago, but the front one bedroom had remained unfinished until now.
It's all being redone. We're sheetrocking, as you see. And then we're going to be putting in a new heating system. And then here's your dishwasher.
Daly was able to move ahead with this work because he got a $30,000 grant, part of the pandemic relief funds Vermont received through the Federal CARES Act. To qualify for the grants, landlords have to contribute at least 10% in matching funds. They have to commit to improving safety, agree to charge a lower, federally determined rent for 5 years, and prioritize tenants who are homeless. But the biggest hurdle? They have to get a qualified renter moved in by December.
It's a very tight timeline.
Melanie Paskovich is with NeighborWorks of Western Vermont, one of five nonprofit housing organizations in the state overseeing this effort.
The program is to take vacant, blighted properties, rental housing and apartments that have code issues or just have been vacant for a long time, to bring units online to rehouse low-income and especially the homeless.
Paskovich says it's a cost-effective way to quickly create more housing. But by law, the federal CARES money has to be spent by the end of December, and contractors and building materials are in short supply right now. Because of that, Paskovich says they weren't sure how many landlords would be able to meet the criteria. But she says they've been blown away by the number of applicants.
Yeah, for us, we originally said we'd repair and rehab and bring back online 40 units. And at this point in time, we have 80 units in the pipeline.
And that's just in Rutland, Addison, and Bennington counties. Across Vermont, 230 units are expected to be upgraded. Angus Cheney, executive director of the Homeless Prevention Center in Rutland, says the state has done a good job funneling federal pandemic relief money to help the homeless with additional case management, vouchers, and subsidies. But he says grants for landlords like this are equally crucial.
What you'll see is that all of this additional and generous, these generous resources are predicated on there being apartments to put people in. A subsidy is worth exactly zero if there isn't an apartment that someone who's homeless can rent.
Cheney says they're working with 158 homeless households in Rutland County right now. Most are living in motels. He says these new apartments will go a long way to help that.
There's also a strange silver lining on the pace that have to do all this work by the end of December, have to spend all this federal money by the end of December, is in some ways bringing urgency to homelessness that it's been lacking for a long time.
He and others say the improvements will also have a positive ripple effect on surrounding neighborhoods. That's the case on Clover Street in Rutland. Ryan Walton and his wife Gabriella are renovating a small house that hasn't been lived in for 3 or 4 years.
Well, this is a single family here on Clover Street. It was in bad shape when we got it.
Walton points to a green multifamily house next door, also under renovation. The landlord who owns that property, he says, is the guy who told him about the grant program. Having to finish by December is daunting, he admits, and he and his wife had to think carefully about charging a lower rent for 5 years. But he says they felt the opportunity was too good to pass up.
It needs a lot of work, and it was going to take us over a year, you know, to get the money to do this, but this program has, you know, enabled us to get it done so much quicker, and it's really a blessing, and it's going to be a blessing to the people who get to move in here.
NeighborWorks is no longer accepting applicants for the grants, but they and other housing advocates say considering the support and interest, they hope the state will fund similar incentives with longer time frames in the future. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.